Welcome back. It is time for a midweek mini. You have your co-host here, Mary Ellen and Joanna. We're going to get into the biggest news this week in points and miles, along with a really important how-to that we've really never talked about here on the podcast. It has to do with Hyatt points. We are going to get into that. But first, let's get into the news for the week. And there was some pretty big news that came out about a 20-year-long lawsuit. I had all these people, including my sister, sending me links to this because it has to do with points and miles. And they knew that I would be like, oh no, Mary Ellen, what about points and miles?
Yeah, I got this link from a bunch of people as well. And I have to say, my initial reaction to some of the headlines and stuff I was reading was a little panicked. I was like, oh my goodness, this is terrible. Like, this is just the same as all the stuff, the Congress stuff that was going on a while ago and still, in fact, is going on. But once we read into it and dug into it, we realized, okay, it's really not the end of the world. We don't really know what's happening yet, but if we're using our brains and our logic instead of our emotions, we can probably assume that it is not going to be the end of points and miles. It may result in some small changes where things get slightly less valuable, but we see that all the time anyways. That's just part of the course, which is why we say don't sit on big hole stockpiles. Earn and burn, baby.
That's right. And if you have no clue what we're talking about, let me clue you in real quick. So, news came out that there's been a 20-year-long lawsuit going on between merchants and Visa and MasterCard. You guys know that part of the reason that we have points and miles that we can use for, you know, travel and rewards is because every time you swipe your card at the grocery store, at whatever store you go to, there's a fee. Right? And so that's how the banks make money with credit cards, those fees. Mm-hmm. Well, the merchants, of course, don't like those fees because they have to pay them a lot of times, cuts into their profit. So I don't know the ins and outs of the lawsuit. I just know it's related to those swipe fees. Okay. And so what is coming down the pipe is a couple things. One of those things is right now, there's been an honor all cards rule where if you took credit cards at your store, you had to take basically all Visa and MasterCard credit cards. So that is the no annual fee cards. That is the super elite premium cards. And those super elite premium cards, I think, have a little bit of a higher interchange rate, I guess. And so it could be that stores now will have the option to deny some credit cards. But in the end, we're going to have to see how it gets shaken up because really the interchange rate is going down a very small amount. So I don't know if it's worth it for them to, you know, ban these high-end credit cards, especially because mm-hmm. high-end credit cards are high-end purchasers,
people, spenders, except yeah. for all of us in this
except
hobby.
For us in the travel space. Yeah.
But we're fake
high-end people. So anyway, we will see what happens. We don't know yet. We're not panicking. It's points and miles is big business, guys. Award travel is big business. There's a lot of money involved. I don't think it's going away anytime soon, but we'll see. Don't panic. Right now, nothing is changing. The lawsuit is still getting, you know, it's been 20 years already, and it's still kind of, they're shaking out the details. So we'll see what happens. Something to keep our eyes on.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, as we learn more, we will update you. The second thing on our agenda today is that Capital One is rolling out some crazy elevated offers right now on their cards. First of all, the Venture X is elevated to 100,000 points. It has not been elevated in a very long time.
Now, years.
Years. But people have been like, but it's $10,000, Joanna. And I'm like, okay, but $10,000 in 6 months, guys, is like a little bit less than $1,700 a month. If you are telling me that your family does not have $1,700 a month that you can put on a credit card, teach me your ways because I need to learn budget lessons from you.
Yeah, this is a great offer. If you have been eyeing a VentureX, thinking it could be the right card for you, you know, at some point in the future, just not knowing when to go for it, now is a great time. There are pre-approval tools. Capital One is super picky, guys. If you've gotten mm-hmm. a bunch of, you know, inquiries on your credit report over the past 6 months. It may not happen for you. They're probably not going to approve you. They don't like to see more than like two. I mean, they're really picky.
In 6 months.
Yeah, in 6 months.
Really picky.
Do the pre-approval tool. Our links, which are in the show notes, if you go to it, there is a pre-approval tool there. So do that first. Make sure that it shows you you're going to get approved. That isn't always 100% accurate. I will say I did a pre-approval tool before I ever got my Venture X, and it did not say that I was going to be approved for the Venture X. It said I would be approved for the Venture. I was kind of naive at that point. I just went for it anyway, and I was approved. But so it's not always exactly right, but it will give you a better idea if you're going to be approved or not.
I have also gotten a number of messages. In addition to people panicking about spending $10,000, people are also panicking about a $395 annual fee. Here is how we decide if this card is a good fit for you. First of all, do you have $395 right now that you can spend in your budget? Because you do have to pay that annual fee the month that you get the card. So that is a consideration for people. If you don't have that extra floating around, please do not do that to yourself. Don't put yourself in that position. But if that is an easy thing for you to do, let's talk about how you can offset that $395 annual fee, because there are so many benefits that come with this card that essentially you're just doing a lot of prepaying for some really awesome stuff that you're going to get. So the biggest one, in my opinion, is the $300 travel credit. And these are so easy to use. It is so easy. You do not have to use it all at once. You just book something through the Capital One portal, like a rental car or a hotel or flights or whatever. And it's incredibly seamless. It's my favorite credit of all the credits that various cards give us. Another thing that you get is the TSA or Global Entry credit, which you may have from another card, but remember, you can gift this to somebody. You can pay for their application fee with your card and get that refunded. It's a very nice gift to give to a loved one this holiday season. Merry Christmas. Here's the gift of not standing in huge lines at the airport.
For sure.
And also,
I like
it's free to you. Imagine
a
gift that is so valuable that costs you nothing.
Yeah.
Another thing you're going to get is lounge access. Okay. Now, granted, starting February, this is just lounge access for you. Womp womp. But if you are a person who spends any amount of money really in airports with lounges during the course of the year, this is going to be a game changer for you, especially if you get into a Capital One lounge. But even if it's just a priority pass, it saves you from having to buy drinks and snacks and those kinds of things. It's a great benefit. And it's also so much nicer to wait in a lounge for your flight than to just wait in a terminal. And on your anniversary every year, you're going to get 10,000 miles, which is essentially minimum $100 in benefit. So all of that stuff together far outweighs the $395. So it's not free. You are spending the money. But as long as you have that to spend right now, it is stuff that is going to be very valuable for your travel as a whole throughout your time holding this card. So don't let it deter you.
Guys, I love this card. I mean, I have to tell you, it is one of the ones that's always in my wallet. 2x miles on everything. So it is just a go-to for me. If I'm not working on a welcome offer on some other card, this is the one I'm using because of the 2x points on everything. It's just my default card. I love the lounge access. If you are in the DC area, if you are in Vegas, if you are in New York City, if you're in Denver, if you're in Dallas, if you're in any of the places that have Capital One lounges, this is a no-brainer for you.
Yes.
This card should be in your wallet. If you
Absolutely.
Are in other places, you should consider it too, because it is a great card. And the $395, we talked about offsetting it, you know, the $300 credit, the 10,000 miles on your anniversary. But the truth is, that is a very low annual fee as far as the premium travel cards go.
Yeah.
It is the lowest in the game if you want a premium travel card. So if you are kind of stepping into that, right, you're getting to where you're more comfortable with some of the premium cards, this is a great place to start because it is not as high as some of the others, can be offset, and it's a great everyday use card.
I think the only reason I'm not getting this card right now is because it's Christmas time and I think I've opened too many cards for them to actually approve me. I do want to remind you guys that if you're into player mode, if either if you have ever held a Capital One card, referral bonuses are not going to work for you. You are not going to be able to refer each other to the card. It has to be a brand new Capital One cardholder to get that referral, unfortunately. So we do have links for you, and we definitely appreciate if you try and use them. But again, even with our links, if you've been a Capital One cardholder before, we're not actually going to get credit for that.
One other bummer, if you're somebody who has had a Venture X, you've been used to that your referrals got you 25,000 miles. That was the referral bonus, I guess, for sharing it with your friends, with your player two, whoever. Right now, it dropped. When they elevated the offer to 100,000, they dropped the referral to 10,000 miles. So that was a little sneaky and kind of a bummer. I guess that offsets some of the referrals for them. I mean, you know, they elevated the offer, but they give the referral people less. I don't know. I find it a little frustrating and sad, but it is what it is. Any referral is super great and exciting. One other thing to note, and we're not going to dig into it too much, but if you have a business or if you have a high spending business, if you have some really huge expenses coming up, you should be considering the Venture X business card. This card has a massive welcome offer right now. I'm talking
crazy.
The biggest welcome offer I think I've ever seen on a card. You can get 400,000 Capital One miles right now through the Venture X business card. Gets 2x miles on every purchase. It's incredible. It is broken into two tiers. So you get 200,000 miles once you spend 30,000 in the first 3 months, an additional 200,000 miles when you spend, this is the kicker, 150,000 in the first 6 months. So pretty hard to get to that second tier unless you have a truly big spending, high expenses business. But for some people out there, it may be possible. And if it is, go for it, because this is a great card and this is a heck of a welcome offer. So not going to be for many people out there, but those that it's for, go for it.
Absolutely. Anyone who's got like big estimated taxes or, you know, buys a lot of product up front to sell for their business, like get on this. If you are one of those people, please get in the Facebook group and tell us, because I want to know, because I'm just impressed.
Yes. Okay. We would love to know.
Yes. Last item of business is honestly so fun to me, because I feel like we were kind of doing a test. We had heard that this was a thing, but we hadn't ever personally tried it before, and we did it and it worked, guys. I'm going to let Mary Ellen tell you what this was.
Okay. So Joanna and I, we have mentioned that in January, we're flying to Austria, a little getaway weekend to celebrate Joanna's birthday. We're so excited about it. And we were trying to decide where to stay, where to stay. We looked at all options, not just Hyatt's. We were considering Hilton's. I was considering using a credit with my City Strata Elite. Like, we were looking at everything. Decided, man, we really want to go for that Park Hyatt, because it is pretty affordable. 25,000 points per night for a Park Hyatt is fantastic. It's in the area we want to be in, but we want to split this. Okay. So we're, when you go somewhere with friends, sometimes you're splitting the bill, right? You pay some, I'll pay some, we'll make this work. So we thought, let's do this with points. We're staying 3 nights. That's 75,000 points. I said, all right, Joanna, it's your birthday. I'll pay 2 of the nights. You pay 1 night, and we'll make this work. But we did not want to have to break it up into 2 separate reservations. Could have done that.
Yeah.
However, the other thing we wanted to do, the reason you wouldn't do that, is because we wanted to put a guest of honor booking onto it. That will give us free breakfast at the Park Hyatt each night of our stay. And if we separated the bookings, we wouldn't have been able to apply it to all 3 of our nights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another thing that, you know, just for people who are deciding whether or not this is the right choice, I think people would ask, well, didn't you want credit for a stay at the Park Hyatt? Didn't you want the night towards your bingo? Didn't you want the at least one more night building towards status or whatever? And sure, yes, I love all of those things. But because you were taking the bulk, you're paying two out of the three nights, I felt like this, it is well deserved that you get all of the credit for these nights and these bookings. So I was more than happy to send these to you. And yes, also now we can add this guest of honor to it. It'll cover the whole thing. We don't have to go through all of the rigmarole to ask them to join our reservations or any of that stuff. And guys, the fact that we are able to actually send points to another person's Hyatt account successfully is crazy to me, because people always talk about that it can't be done. I don't know why it's not common knowledge that it in fact can be done. I think it's hilarious that it requires an actual form, like not an online website, like a piece of physical paper. Now, granted, you can use your phone apps to, like, you know, type in the answers, but you physically
Joanna had
have
to walk me through that. I was like, Joanna, I don't know how to do this. How do I fill this in on my phone?
You have to download the file, and then you can edit the file in your phone, but it is kind of obnoxious. But what do you think? It took like a week for the points to go through, something like that?
Yeah, I need to see. Gosh, I wish I would have written down the date. So we filled out the form. Joanna filled out half. It asked for her information, asked for her Hyatt, you know, account number. Then I filled out my information, my Hyatt account number. You sign it saying that you give permission for the points to be removed from one account, put into the other account, and then you can basically mail it in the mail to them, or you can email it. I think you can fax it, whatever. So old school. So we sent it to them, and it did take about a week, and then poof, the point showed up in my account, and there you have it. So you can definitely combine your Hyatt points. It's just not instant. It's not so easy and electronic. I have no idea why they have not moved this to an online system that's easy to do, but it can be done. If you're going on a trip, you can combine points for a booking. Maybe not everybody cares about having elite status, or not everybody's like, realistically, I'm not going to earn status, so what does it matter for me? And somebody is working towards it. You know, you can work that out amongst your friends for whatever situation you have, but just know that it can be done.
Yeah. And here is a circumstance where I personally think this is absolute gold. In my home, I book all of the hotels. I have the Hyatt account. Mine's the one with, you know, it's not much, but it's got Explorer status right now. And I'm the one playing Hyatt Bingo. I don't want my husband ever booking anything in a Hyatt account. I want it all done through ours so that we're, you know, it's collectively growing. But now that we have this whole Rakuten built situation, here is what we have done. I have referred my husband to Rakuten. I had him make a $50 PetSmart purchase for our home through that. I got 5,000 points. He got 5,000 points. Now, those are going to come the next deposit, but I'm going to have him make a free built account. And when he gets his 5,000 points deposited into his built account, that is the point where I will have Hyatt move those points from his account to my account. So collectively between the two of us with this referral situation, we've just gotten 10,000 Hyatt points. And that wouldn't have really been possible without the ability to move points. He would have had to book something in his own Hyatt account. And honestly, it's just better for all of us if they are all combined over here in one spot. Something to note that on the form, it does say that a member can only do this one time every 30 days. So make sure that you're moving the actual amount of points that you need, because if you move too little, you're not going to go back and be able to do it again until 30 days has elapsed.
We can put a link to the form in the show notes. It's pretty easy to find if you Google it, but we, of course, will do that work for you, and we will put it in the show notes in case you need to combine any Hyatt points for an upcoming trip.
Yes, we absolutely will. And just to remind you guys, the best way that you can give back to the podcast is to like, subscribe, follow wherever it is that you're listening. Give us a rating, give us a review. That is the absolute best way you can give back. The next way you can give back is to be using our links. You can find them all in the show notes. Those do support the podcast in a small way, and we so appreciate you guys. Make sure you're joining us on our Instagrams and in the Facebook group, and we will see you here next time.
Bye, everybody.
If you enjoyed this show today, please consider writing us a review or clicking 5 stars wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please subscribe and follow along so that you never miss an episode.
You can follow the podcast on Instagram or YouTube at Wonderland on Points Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Family Travel for the Win with the number 4.
And you can find me on Instagram at Points to Wonderland.
If you're thinking about getting a new travel rewards credit card, consider using the links in our show notes. Using our links helps to support us and keep our podcast going so we can provide you with all the latest tips and tricks when it comes to traveling on points.
And if you aren't sure which card is right for you, shoot us an email at wonderlandonpoints@gmail.com. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you here next time.